Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Chamishi, the second day of the month of Av. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful and always appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Dov Foxbrunner, Associate Rabbi at Congregation Beth Jacob, in Atlanta, Georgia, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Foxbrunner slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 27, and 130, followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude our call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Foxbrunner to learn more about his amazing community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Foxbrunner.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali Herman. Thank you for this opportunity. As I mentioned in the pre-call, I always enjoy having the opportunity to speak to you. And this is just amplified with the opportunity to speak to and to share in words of Torah and prayer with all those on this call. I thank you for this opportunity, and thank you to the OU for facilitating this daily Tehillim call of Tefillah, Chizuk, and Strength. And thank you to all those who are calling in, taking your time out from your busy days to get together and share words of Torah and inspiration. So on that note, I want to talk briefly about how important these few minutes we have together are. These few minutes in which we share some positive words and words of Tefillah, it's not just a nice thing to do, not just a nice way to spend a few minutes in the middle of our days. The words that we share create the reality that we share. And we have two ingredients here. One ingredient is the words that we share together, the words of Torah and the words of prayer, of Tehillim. There's also the tone in which we share them. When I was asked to participate in this call, Naftali, you mentioned that the words shared should have a tone of positivity and inspiration. And that's something which is so very important, specifically in the time that we're in. You know, this week's Parsha, this is Shabbos Chazon, the Parsha, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, and we read from Sefer Devarim. And there's one line from the beginning, the first Parsha, Parsha's Devarim, that kind of throws us right into Tisha B'Av mode. In those few words of the weekly parsha, we read this heart, many congregations read this to the heart-tugging tune of Eicha. Moshe Rabbeinu exclaims in this week's parsha, Eicha esal levadi tarchachem umasachem v'ribchem. He asks, how can I carry alone your contentiousness, your burdens, and your quarrels? This phrase and the tune to which it's read catapults us into the motifs of Eicha. We kind of quietly prepare ourselves for the upcoming day of sorrowful introspection, however it's going to look this year. But the Medrash sees things differently. The Medrash in Eicha says as follows. Ilu zechisem hayisem korim batora Eicha esin levadi. If you would have been meritorious, you would have read from the Torah how I carry alone, those words that we just shared. V'achshav shalo zechisem, now that you are not meritorious, you must read, Harei atem korim Echa yoshva badad. We read the words of Echa, the lamentations, the sorrowful words of Echa. So the Torah says, had you been meritorious, and we will be soon, you would read the words, those words that we shared, Moshe Rabbeinu's words, Echa esto levadi. How can I carry alone your contentiousness, your burdens, and your quarrels? That seems to indicate there's something positive about that. What's positive about those words? What's positive about mentioning the contentiousness, the quarrels, the burdens of the Jewish people? But the Torah Tanima and the Meshech Chachma both explain with the same beautiful explanation. They say those same words can be read as a proud father who lets out a thankful sigh at being overwhelmed by his many lively and wholesomely quarrelsome children. How can I carry alone? It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's overwhelming. How can I carry alone? I need someone. I want to share this with someone else. Perhaps one can add that latent to these words of the Medrash is the message that if we are meritorious, we'll be able to hear Moshe Rabbeinu's words as a positive message flowing to the sublime notes of our standard Torah reading. You know, the world is filled with messages that are not positive. It's filled with tones that are not positive. Very often when I ask people how they're doing, a very common refrain that I hear time and again, people say it's okay. And they say, you know, as they go through their situation, their scenario at work, at home, struggles, they say, it is what it is. It is what it is. It's such a common phrase. If you listen, if you pay attention, you'll hear it also on media, interpersonal conversations. It is what it is. It is what it is. And I'm here to say, it is not what it is. With a tone of, it is what it is. Then that's the way it is. Our tone is so fantastically important. The words that we say are so important. They create the reality. It's not what it is. It is the way we want it to be. It is the way Hashem wants it to be. That doesn't mean it's not difficult. It doesn't mean that there isn't challenge. But it's so important how we approach that challenge. So, you know, there was a meme that went around. And one of these images that went around was texted to me many times over. This is when there were many in our community that were noticeably and understandably complaining about having to wear face masks everywhere. Now it's standard, but when it was first introduced in our shul, so some people offered that, you know, it's hard, it's difficult to do we have to do it? And somebody very gently and jokingly sent me this meme, which is just a block of text that read, if you are wearing glasses and a face mask, you may be entitled to condensation. Right? So I think anybody who read it gets a little chuckle. And it got me thinking a little further. This idea of, you know, anytime I put on a face mask, the fog from my own breath fogs up my glasses. So when that happens, when the breath of your mouth goes out from your lips into your face mask, if you're wearing glasses, it fogs them up. Let it be a reminder that how we speak and the tone that we use affects how we see the world. Just as the breath of the fog of our mouth comes out of our mouth and fogs up our glasses, so too the words of our lips fog the world around us. And when that fog is a negative or despairing tone, or it is what it is, then that's how we see the world. And so too, all the more so, we know that Mida Tova is Meruba. We know that positivity has an incredible strength over negativity in the spiritual world. When we offer words of prayer and words of encouragement, and we come together on these types of calls that have both the words of Tefillah and the tone of positivity and of encouragement, that also impacts our world. And so therefore, I wanted to thank all of you for joining in these words of Torah, joining in these words of tefillah, and filling the world with the fog of positivity. So I will now continue with the recitation of Tehillim. Let's fill the world with these words of positivity, these words of tefillah, of Torah. I'll begin with Perek Chaf, followed by Chaf Zayin, and then Perek Kuf Lamed. And we'll conclude with a prayer for those who are sick. Let's begin with Perek Chaf. Chapter 20. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzora yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisodeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha ve'olascha yidash nesela. Yitein lecha chilevavecha v'chol atzascha yimalei. Ranano b'yushua secha u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimale Adonai kol mish'alosecha. Ato yedati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishmei kodsho, v'gvuros yesha yimino. Eila v'rechev, ve'ila basusim, v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima kolu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod. Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Perek Chaf Zayin, Chapter 27. David Adonai Ori V'yishi Mimi Ilo Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echod. Bikrov Olai Mireim Le'chol Es V'sori Dorai V'oivai Li Heima Koshlu V'nafalu. Im tachane olai machane lo yiravidi, im tokum olai milchamo mizos ani zoteach. Achas shalti im eis Adonai osoch avakesh, shifti bezeis Adonai kol yimei chayai, lachazos benoam Adonai ulevake beheicholo, ki itzbeneini besuko v'yom ra'o, Yastireini b'seiser aholo b'tzor yirom emeini, v'ata yorum roshi al oivai sivivosai, v'ezbecho v'aholo zivchei shrua, ashira v'azamra l'adonoi, shema adoni koli ekra, v'choneini v'aneini. L'cho omar libi bakshu fanoi es ponecha adonoi av avakesh, Al taster ponecha mimani, al tat v'af avdecha, ezrosi hayisa, al titsheni, v'al ta'azveni Elohe yish'im. Ki ovi, v'ini azavuni, v'adonoi ya'asfeni. Horeini adonoi darkecha, unucheni borach mishor leman shorroi. Al titneini b'nefesh soroi, Ki kamuvi edei sheker v'yefeach chomos. Lulei hermanti liros betuv Adonoi b'eret chayim, kavei el Adonoi chazak v'yaanet ribecho de kavei el Adonoi. Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim krosicha Adonoi, Adonoi shimod v'koli, Tiena oznecha kashuvos lakol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor yo Adonoi mi amod. Ki imcho hasalicho lama'an tivorei. Ki visi Adonoi ki viso navshi lidvoro hocholti. Navshi ladonoi mi shomrim laboker. Shomrim laboker. Yatel Yisrael el Adonoi ki im Adonoi ha-chesed v'harbe imo feduz. V'hu yifter es Yisrael mikol avonosov. I'll now recite a Mishabeach for Cholim. Please recite the names of Cholim in the pause. Mishabeach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dovid Shlomo Uyivorech v'yonat es ha-cholim. Ba'avor shekol ha-kohol nispalim ba'avurom. B'schar ze ha-kodesh baruch hu yimole rachamim aleihem. L'hachlimom ul'rafosom ul'hachazikom ul'hachayosom. Yishlach lehem behir rufus ulimom min ha-shamayim. L'chol evoreihem u'l'chol gideihem v'soch shor chole Yisrael. Rufuas ha-nefesh u'rufuas ha-guf. Hashra b'adolo v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. We'll now conclude with the prayer of Achenu for our brothers and sisters throughout the world. Achenu ko beis Yisrael hanesunim b'tzara v'shidya ha'omdim bein v'yom uvein v'yabasha ha'malkom yirachim aleihem v'yotziyei mitzara v'irvacha u'me'afeila le'ora u'mishibu le'gula ha'asha v'angolo v'zman kariv v'nomar amei.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Foxbrunner. You mentioned during your opening words and remarks regarding a meme that you had seen, an image that had been shared with you. I'd like to similarly share one with you as well. It was shared with me, I believe, yesterday or the day before. The picture taken from the Indiana University Health Hospital. The sign on the doors in the hospital read the following, and I feel it connects very well with what you shared today. The sign reads the following: please take responsibility for the energy you bring into this space. Your words matter. Your behaviors matter. Our patients and our teams matter. Take a slow, deep breath and make sure your energy is in check before entering. Thank you. I think every shul in the world should have that sign on the door before people walk in, but I feel it very much connected with what you shared today, and it resonated with me as you were speaking. Anyways, we'll segue in. How are you? How are your family and your wonderful community doing?
We are doing wonderfully, Baruch Hashem. There are, as we mentioned, there are challenges, but I'm not going to say it is what it is. It is the way Hashem has set it up, and that's a beautiful message. It perhaps should be on our shoals, but even more so should be on our lips and on our minds and on our hearts. We're doing great. Baruch Hashem. Family is doing great.
Amazing.
I'll share a very cute little inspiration I received from my 7-year-old. And this actually happened in Florida, so it's you know, personal to you.
Even, you took a great story and you just made it better.
So we took a trip recently to Florida. And I always tell, you know, my friends and congregants, we didn't go anywhere or do anything. We just went to one house at the pool near Orlando and came straight back to Georgia a short while later. And while we were there, one of my younger children was scared at night. Mm-hmm. It's a strange house. Her bed was right next to the washing machine. It was making a lot of noise. And she was crying. And before I had a chance, one of my slightly older children went into the younger child. A 7-year-old went to the 5-year-old and started comforting her and talking to her. And I was just listening with glee, like, how's this going to go? And she said, you know, you shouldn't be scared because Hashem is with you. And I was already, you know, beaming. And the 5-year-old says, really? Hashem is here? And the 7-year-old says, yeah, Hashem is everywhere. Like the song, you know, up, up, down, down, Hashem is everywhere. And the 5-year-old says, even in the washing machine? And the 7-year-old says, yes, even in the washing machine. And she adds, and even in Florida.
Oh, that's great. That's a fantastic story. Thank you for sharing that. You know, children always speak truth. Our, as adults, or as children would say, as grown-ups, our emunah and the tefillin should be as strong and innocent as theirs is. So, really, Foxburner, we were fortunate earlier on in the year, probably back in, I would say, late March, to have the senior rabbi at Beth Jacob, to have Rabbi Feldman on the call, and we've had other rabbanim from the Tocco Hills neighborhood. But it was prior to our recent add to the call to have this conversation following the Tehillim. So if you can indulge us, and you know, for those who might not be familiar with your wonderful community, you and I have had the opportunity many times to spend time together there. But if you could please share with our listeners a brief overview of the shul and the community.
So Atlanta is a wonderful community. I actually moved here to Atlanta from Israel, from Eretz Yisrael, where I had the merit to learn for many years and grow. And I had the opportunity to move here from Israel. when I first moved, many asked, I mean, this is a very, very big contrast. And the truth of the matter is, yes, Israel to Atlanta is a very big contrast. But one thing that the two environments the one I left and the one I came to, one thing they share is that there's this air of growth, an air of positive growth. I mean, that's palpable. Everyone can feel it in Israel, and in Atlanta, it's here, and it's latent in everything that we do, everything that we try to do in this show and in the community. There's always this positive growth mindset, kind of nestled into Southern hospitality. So it's a wonderful community. Our show is the largest Orthodox show in the region, in the city, and in the region. We're proud to have upwards of 500 plus member units. But we're not the only show. There are several other shows in town, all of which contribute significantly to the community. And we have a few high schools and a couple wonderful day schools. And Baruch Hashem is a consistently growing community, both spiritually and physically.
And I would add as well that if I could use one word to describe the greater Atlanta Orthodox Jewish community, is really, it's chesed, it's achnasas orchem, and that is something that we, our family personally, was a beneficiary of, and many of us here in South Florida, three years ago, I think, at this point, with Hurricane Irma, and sure, many of us evacuated and in coordination with the OU, but the shul and the community literally opened its doors to so many of us and taking us in, and it was a very, very special time, and so challenging time, but an amazing community, as we know very well. All right, Foxburn, how would you say the community? You talked about growth, talked about spirituality, you talked about Torah. Specific to COVID and this time, how would you say the community has grown during the pandemic?
So I'll tell you, it's kind of hard to know because we're not together physically, right? So our perceptions as community leaders, as rabbanim, usually come from personal interactions. One thing that we've had that we did early on for many months, and we hope to bring it back from the vantage point of the rabbis, we had we started a Shabbos music mobile, a Shabbos truck. Early on, when we saw that we weren't going to have the benefit of consistent interaction, so we literally hopped on the back of a truck, Rabbi Feldman and I, and a couple of invested community members organized it. One of our show members dedicated his own truck.
Yaakov has to get a shout out at this point.
Yes. The wonderful, talented, dedicated Yaakov Haller really put it together. Avi Tate gave his truck each and every week with great dedication. And so we hopped on the back of his truck, and put together a playlist and a route for us, published it. And each and every Erev Shabbos, we went weaving through the neighborhood for literally hours. You can ask my wife, it was a very long time. And we got to go and see everybody. And in weaving through the various streets of our neighborhood, we're pretty close together on surrounding the shul. It was amazing to see people as they come out, you know, from our vantage point, just knowing what everyone's going through, and not everybody, but, you know, getting a sense of what people are going through and the difficulties that they face, and driving through the streets in Erev Shabbos with Shabbos music playing in the air and seeing smiling families excitedly come out and receiving reports afterwards of how much they were uplifted and how much they're looking for that uplifting entrance into Shabbos and Onik Shabbos and the happiness and vibrance of Shabbos. It was amazing to see the community react in that way. And so perhaps that's the roots of chesed, of benevolence, of giving, of sharing, that we were able to share at one point in time, and now we're not able to. It's coming out a different way. It's coming out a different message of different ways of positivity. So the wonder, it was an amazing experience all those months to go through the streets and to see people and to greet them and to get this overwhelming good Shabbos from the entire community. And I guess that's a positive way in which it's shifting and growing. I have to add one thing. In addition to our community members, the Jews that came out, it started becoming an institution in the neighborhood, and our non-Jewish neighbors also started to come out and express that they look forward to it. There was one non-Jewish neighbor on one of the streets, one of the corner houses, that clearly went onto Google Translate and spent some time writing a large sign in Hebrew that said,
"Wow!"
I forgot the exact words, you know, "Todah Rabah," you know, "Harbei Simcha." I forgot what it was. Thank you very much. You had happiness. And they were standing outside with the most earnest look on their faces, to a husband and a wife, sharing that with us as well. And I think that's a testament to the community, the positivity, the ability to dig deep and to continue staying strong spills over, not just within our community, but also going beyond it.
Amazing, amazing. Not surprising, but truly amazing. During these 3 weeks and 9 days, are you and Rabbi Feldman doing some a cappella on the truck?
So we had an a cappella playlist going throughout Sphira. And that
love
playlist
it.
Has now become embedded in Rabbi Feldman and my collective psyche. when nothing else was going on, as Rabbi Feldman notes, we have these songs playing through our heads all over and over and over again. Thank you again, Yaakov Haller. But during that was during Sephira. During the 3 weeks, we felt that even though we are happy, Yizu'as Hashem b'Simcha, even though we cherish Shabbos, we felt that it would be appropriate to take a pause. And so Shabbos truck is not currently running, even though I'm sure the Simcha that is involved in greeting Shabbos is permeating the neighborhood.
Right. Well, Roy Foxbrunner, thank you so much for being on the call today and for sharing all that with us and for giving us a brief picture. It really is a wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillos, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope after Tisha B'Av fire up the truck again and get things going, bringing tremendous simcha and chesed to the entire community. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova, and may the Rabboni She'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Friday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Dr. Richard Weiss from the Young Israel of Hillcrest in Queens, New York. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, the strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy